Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Dev Radio. I'm here with Jake Banansky and Sam Kaufman with Random Salad. We're here to talk about Metro development in Windows 8, specifically some of the games that they've put into the market and talk about their experiences and relate those to you, the ideas that you have, the applications that you want to build, and talk about why would we wait. Jake, Sam, hi, thanks for being here today.
Hey, yeah, we're excited to meet you.
Yeah, hey, where are you guys located?
Hey, so we're in my apartment in Bellevue, Washington, right outside of Seattle.
Yeah. Is that development headquarters for you guys?
Recently.
Yeah, it's the Bellevue offices. There's also the Seattle offices, and there's going to be an LA office in about a month, so I'm
nice.
Moving to LA.
You only need one person to open an office, right? Nice. Every other Wi-Fi spot you can find, you have all these offices. So
yeah,
tell me just a little bit about Random Salad. What is Random Salad?
Well, so Sam and I were roommates in college, and we sort of decided to start a company making games.
Yeah, I mean, we started off making a few Windows Phone games. Jake was an intern at Microsoft, so he had some experience. I thought it was so interesting what he was doing on his own, and, you know, two heads are better than one. And once we started combining forces, we made some really great games for Windows Phone.
Yeah, I started off by myself making a few games outside of the internship. And I'm like, hey, Sam, you know, look, it made a quarter today. That's pretty cool. And then, you know, the next day, look, I made two quarters in one day. That's pretty good. And everyone else kind of laughed at me. It's like, oh, Jake, come on, you're just wasting your time. And Sam was like, hey, you know, that sounds pretty interesting. And we went from
Sam
there.
Sam was like, get the three quarters, we'll drop out of college.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
So we, you know, we worked really hard. We made maybe four or five games our senior year of college. And then by the time we graduated, we each had our own job offers already. So we went off and, you know, did our own jobs for about 6 months, and that was more than enough time for us to realize that we should be doing this full time. And so we quit our day jobs and started doing this officially in December of last year. We formed Random Salad Games, so we're just a small little mobile gaming studio, just the two of us.
Yep.
Nice. So you guys started out, you start out with Windows Phone as your first platform?
Yes.
Yep.
And so you've got your first game written now, right? I don't know. What do you got?
Well, so how many games do we have for Windows Phone now?
We have 17 games for Windows Phone. We also did some Android development and definitely Windows 8 development. We'll get into a little later. But yeah, 17 titles for Windows Phone. All of them are going to be available for Windows Phone 8 as well. So that
nice.
Should be cool.
But that was kind of our springboard to all the other game platforms, including Windows 8 Metro stuff.
Yeah.
Go through some of your titles on Windows Phone. What are some of your big guys?
The biggest guy right now is Solitaire. So if you've played Solitaire on Windows Phone, it was probably the one made by us.
Yeah.
That was just the big hit for us right out of the start. And most recently, our biggest hit has been Bubble Star. So it's kind of our take on the classic bubble shooting genre of game. We try to match three bubbles, pop them, and clear the whole grid. But it's got a couple nice twists and really cool level designs, we think. And so that one, we actually made it for Windows 8 first, got that published, and then kind of ported it out back to Windows Phone and other platforms as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we did a lot of card games at first. So a lot of like the classics, you know, Solitaire, Spider Solitaire, Spades,
right.
Things like that. So if you've played a good card game on Windows Phone, it's probably
ours. Nice. You're probably. I wonder how much time you're responsible for people wasting. And then,
yeah. Well, we actually calculated that once.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, because all of our games are free with ads. So based on the number of ads that get shown, you can approximately calculate how much time is being spent playing the game. So we did it a while ago, and it was
ridiculous.
Like,
I don't remember.
Like a million hours, something. I mean, I'm just throwing that number out there, but it was like something ridiculous, like something where, like, you know, diseases could have been cured in the time spent playing our games, right?
Right. Well, hopefully it's not scientists who are playing.
Yeah, I know.
so what are you releasing on Windows 8?
So we started off with one of our classic games, Word Search. It's a pretty generic word search, but it's got a whole bunch of categories, interesting little tweaks and features, that kind of stuff. And we chose this one first for Windows 8 just because we were really familiar with the game. We'd made it, you know, almost a year prior to starting the development there, and we've already had ported it to other platforms. So it was really easy for us to, instead of focusing on how to develop the game, what the levels are going to be, that kind of stuff, we just were able to focus on how the Windows 8 Metro API worked, how we were going to approach that problem, and that's how we settled on doing the JavaScript development, because it was really well suited to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
JavaScript development, so what you were doing, were they Silverlight apps in Windows Phone?
The first few that you started with were Silverlight, but we've been doing C-sharp, XNA for Windows Phone exclusively at this point.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. And sort of one thing that was really important for us, when you do XNA development, it kind of has this update and draw loop sort of model to game development, which we're really comfortable with. And to replicate that on the Windows 8 API, you either have to go super low level and basically, you know, deal directly with DirectX APIs and low level things, or, you know, the next alternative is basically to just go up to JavaScript. And that's really why we chose it, because it's a higher level version of that update draw loop style of game development that we really wanted.
So XNA on the phone, JavaScript on Windows 8. Were you able to reuse any of the code that you had done on Windows Phone, the C+ or C# that you had?
Not verbatim, but it's very easy to port between them. So you can just, you know, you can port individual classes and like all the class structure and all that sort of, the internal structure of the apps is very much similar between the two versions.
If you design it right? I mean, that definitely has a hand in it, but yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Nice. Just give me a feel, like if I'm going to take a Windows Phone app that I've written a game for, I've decided to move it over to a Windows 8 as a Windows 8 game, is that going to be it's not a rewrite, it sounds like, right? What is the level of effort, just honestly?
You know, we've gotten good to the point where we can do 1 to 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely depends on the game. There are some, you know, new problems you might need to solve, like you haven't, you know, maybe you haven't dealt with sounds yet or something for that game, or music. So, like, you know, little things might put an extra day or two worth of work into it. But yeah, I think probably like 2 weeks of good hard work, you could port a game over.
Did you have to make all your new assets? Could you reuse the stuff, or because it was a small phone?
That's a good question. So there's, because we wanted to optimize the games for a tablet, we wanted to make sure that, you know, it wasn't just like warped graphics when you would turn from, you know, landscape to a portrait. So in a lot of senses, we could reuse our graphics for like portrait mode, or at least a portrait mode game for the phone would look good portrait mode on a tablet. But we actually ended up making for basically all of our games a second draw mode. So a second set of graphics in a lot of cases where it would just render the graphics differently at, you know, portrait versus landscape. That way it's utilizing the real estate on the screen better. You're not wasting space. You're having, you know, you're not cramming things into a tiny space where you might have to do that in a portrait mode versus landscape and things like that. So like for Bubble Star, for example, that was an interesting problem because the aspect ratio of the grid of bubbles had to be the same no matter what size the bubbles were. So you couldn't just like in landscape mode completely widen out these bubbles.
Yeah.
They still had to be circles. So we ended up, you know, making the grid a little smaller, but it was the same aspect ratio in the middle of the screen. But then you have all this extra space on the side, so you can use that to display the score and things like that. So I guess that's a good example of what
And there's a lot to think about. When you're making it in Windows 8, you have to think about snap view and portrait, all the things you don't have to really think about on the phone, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but what we found is we spent maybe 2 hours before we started anything designing how the graphics are going to scale for Bubble Star on Windows 8. Mm-hmm. And we had Windows Phone as a backport in mind. So we spent about 2 hours, and it was kind of painful a little bit to, you know, figure out exactly what dimensions we're going to use for all the assets, that sort of stuff. But then later on, you know, that totally paid off because we just ported it directly to Windows Phone right after that, and we didn't have to like recalculate our asset sizes or anything like that.
Yeah, we just took the portrait mode of Windows 8 Bubble Star, and there you go. That makes it.
I think we found a best practice here. 2 hours of design before you start developing, right?
Yes. Measure twice, cut once.
That's right.
As many times as you want, but yes.
Okay, so you guys have some apps in Windows 8 Store, right? They're in the store. We're going to see them at GA?
Yeah, they're in the release preview store
Pretty
now.
Pretty excited.
Yeah.
All right, there's a lot of apps that are in people's minds. They haven't even been started yet. They're holding off. What do you guys think? What's going on through developers' minds who are holding off? Why aren't they building Windows 8 apps now? Because there's a lot of opportunity. Why aren't they taking advantage of it? What do you guys think?
I think the API has totally been changed up with the Metro style of development in this release. But I think it's not really that scary because when we went into the JavaScript development, just so much code comes like so easily, and it's basically the same thing. And you really have to only touch that WinJS or the Windows 8 Metro section for a small number of features. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the amount of new development and new code you have to write when porting, especially with the JavaScript version, is very minimal. And I think like a similar principle will still hold true for like XAML development and, you know, C++ as well. The core of your app, you know, is always going to be the same. You only have to interact with the Metro API, you know, on a small number of, you know, surfaces of your app, right?
Yeah, sure. Interacting directly with WinRT like that, sure. So it's not retooling all the way around. You didn't have to relearn a new language. You didn't have to learn new techniques. You took what you already knew.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Well, what's another thing? All right, so there's a little bit changes in the API. People are holding back. Why are people holding back? What's going on?
What do you think, Sam?
Well, I think that maybe because Windows 8 is in its early stages, you know, the final version isn't out yet. People are a little hesitant to put a lot of work and effort into something that is still changing. I think that, you know, it's definitely, if you've been following the releases of Windows 8, every single release, like, there have been so many problems with the release before that they just fix. And it's like, wow, like, this is so much better. And it just keeps getting better and better. You can tell that once it comes out that it's going to be really polished. But still, you have these problems. You have, like, you know, your game can crash for a reason that you have no idea and it's not your fault. And that can be frustrating for a developer.
But as we started development fairly early and sort of tracked Windows 8 through, you know, the technical preview, the developer preview, the release preview.
Yeah.
And it's been getting better, and you don't really need to like change your app that much between the two things.
Yeah.
And I think in the most recent switch from consumer to release preview, I don't think we actually had to make a single change to our application.
Yeah. Yeah, it was more earlier that we had to make some changes along the way. But yeah, it's gotten just fundamentally better each release.
So I think like you guys think. I think that, you know, it's beta, and so things can change. Things are going to be mysteries, and I'm going to think that I've done something wrong when actually something else is going on. And it's going to be this new API that I'm going to have to learn, and there's even possibilities the API could change from release to release. You guys knew all of this, and still you ignored all the warning signs. You built applications, put them into the marketplace. What were you guys thinking?
Yeah, so I think that the biggest thing for us was that Windows 8 is just going to be hitting like a way larger audience than Windows Phone did. So, you know, we started out on Windows Phone and we saw a lot of downloads, we saw just a lot of users, and we were really happy about that. But at the end of the day, if you don't own a physical Windows Phone, you're not going to have the Windows Phone operating system, you're not going to be able to download our games. If you just have a PC and you're looking to upgrade your OS to Windows 8, you know, this October, you have the store. You know, everyone who has a computer in the United States and the world is going to have an opportunity eventually to be on the store and download our game. So just,
and that's a big number too.
Yeah, there's a huge upside there with the number of people that have the opportunity to download a game and to be in the marketplace as early as you can. Get as many people as you can to see your game as quickly as you can. Like there's a huge upside there.
Yeah, just to be at the front of the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you guys have seen the store right now in beta, right? I mean, of course you have. And you've gone to the games category to see your competitors, I'm sure, already. And you could almost name them right now on two hands, right? I mean, there's not very many in the store yet.
Yeah, we've seen Word Search, the first game we released in the store, is already number 4 or 5 on the rankings, I think. Yeah. So.
Now's your chance to be a big fish in a big pond.
Exactly, yeah. So there's, and that was a big pull for us for Windows Phone, too, early on, you know? Like, I remember when we were talking about making Solitaire for Windows Phone, you were like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I don't think a lot of people would play it. I'm like, but there's not a good version of Solitaire out there yet, right? And so we put a good version of Solitaire out there, and boom, it worked. So with Windows 8, you know, if you have an idea, maybe it's on Android, maybe it's on iPhone, right? But it's not on Windows 8 yet, and it's, you know, it's early on. Get in there, you know, like try and set the standard with that particular type of app as early as you can, and, you know, basically put out the offer to anyone else to say, try and make a better one, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
You guys have a lot of apps in the store now already, right? But you're not stopping, right? It's not too late to still get in the front of the line. You guys are still going to be releasing apps into the store?
Oh, yeah. We've got two more queued up, so we're excited.
Yeah, and honestly, at this point, if you're a developer, you can make, you know, as many games as you want, and then, you know, the second they flip the switch, second they allowed people to officially submit their games, you know, there might be a large flood of submissions in that first week or so. But, you know, they review them fairly quickly, and, you know, 1 week after if you work from here on out, 1 week after the release, you could have a bunch of your own games just sitting on the marketplace.
That's right. And it's still the front of the line if you think about it. I mean, we're still...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In comparison to the numbers we're going to see in a year from now or 2 years from
now,
it's going to be ridiculous. Like, oh, wow, like, you know, one of 500 apps versus one of 500,000 apps, right?
Plus, I think this is like the true golden period, which is going to be between the RTM release, which is going to be very soon, and the GA in October.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a great time there to start developing.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Guys, let me ask you real quick. Go ahead, Jake. What were you saying?
Yeah, you know that already. You know, when RTM goes out to like OEMs and people like on MSDN or whatever, you know that that's going to be the final build. Same thing you're going to see. So that risk is already eliminated.
Mm-hmm. And the first thing you do after you install Windows 8 is open the store. I mean, absolute first thing, right? And then the first place you go, you don't go to productivity apps first.
Yeah, no, you go to games.
You go to games, that's exactly right. Guys, I wish you the best of luck. I'm sure your apps are going to be awesome. I mean, the ones on phone, successful for a good reason. You guys do great work. If you were a developer right now, let's do it the other way. If it was you guys and you hadn't started yet, and you could go back in time and tell yourself one thing, right? What would be the advice you'd give yourself to help yourselves, like, avoid a major problem that you hit, or encourage yourself, or what would it be? Both of you, take a second.
I would say try to exploit yourself by making like many small ideas. Like if you have a small idea that you can implement in, you know, just a few days, get it out there already. You know, just try it as an experiment, right? You don't have to start a gigantic, you know, 6 month.
Boil the ocean.
Right. That's a little too much. Just stick with small, simple ideas that you can just, you know, iterate on and make better very quickly, rather than, you know, one giant application that you'd release, you know, in 6 months or a year or something like that, and you get bogged down with that, right?
Yeah, good advice.
He stole mine, but I would guess...
You would go 1 minute back further in time so you could say yours first.
No, and that's it's a really good one. No, but I guess I would also say be patient with things. You know, there are a lot of things that are out of your control, like how quickly an application gets certified, you know, how successful a game can be. Doesn't just depend on how good of a game it is. It has to do a little bit with luck. Has to do a little bit with timing, and to not get discouraged if you make a game and it doesn't just totally take off, because it doesn't mean it was a bad game. It could have just been that the stars weren't aligning, or, you know, like someone came out with a game just like that around the same time. So just, you know, to not get so bogged down in the success of the game.
Nice. Don't boil the ocean and be patient.
Yes.
That's good advice. That's good advice. All right, Jake, Sam, Random Salad. We're excited to see what apps you have out there. And for you, the listener, think about this. You may already have an app in the iPhone market. You may already have an app in the Android market. You may already have an app in the Windows Phone market. Start thinking about what it's going to take to move that over to Windows 8 now to take advantage of this massive opportunity that we have. Don't forget, the Windows ecosystem alone is absolutely enormous, and we're going to be pushing our operating system. Hardware vendors are going to be pushing their devices. You're going to see a lot of momentum coming. Now is your chance, maybe the biggest chance we may see in our lifetime, to get in front of something, a movement this big that's going to have this much momentum. Don't miss out on the opportunity, and remember, don't boil the ocean and be patient, that your app can take off slowly. All right, Jake, Sam, thanks again for being on the show.